This is All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty, author of The Misquotable C.S. Lewis, which is due out in early 2018. On today's show, I have Dr. Joel Woodruff, president of the C.S. Lewis Institute. This is an organization based out of the Washington, D.C. metro area. He's here today to provide details about their C.S. Lewis Institute Summer Conference 2018. That's happening June 17 through the 20th in the Chicago area at the Wade Center. Welcome back to All About Jack, Joel.
Thank you so much, William. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, now, let's begin by having you give a brief overview about this 2018 Summer Conference.
Well, the C.S. Lewis Institute is sponsoring a summer conference at the Marion E. Wade Center of Wheaton College, June 17th to 20th. And the theme will be Communicating the Gospel C.S. Lewis Style with Dr. Jerry Root as the plenary speaker. We're excited about this event. It's our second conference. We did one in 2016, and we're looking forward to spending time with people from all over the country at this wonderful event.
Well, my listeners should be very familiar with the keynote speaker, Dr. Jerry Root, and among the other people that will be doing some smaller things, Dr. Wayne Martindale is going to be there. He's been on the show before. Nevertheless, go ahead and take a few minutes to give some details about Dr. Root and any of the other presenters.
Sure. Well, Dr. Root is probably one of the beloved professors at Wheaton College. He's a professor of evangelism and also a world-renowned C.S. Lewis scholar, so a unique combination. And he is very passionate. He's brilliant scholarly, but he also just has that passion of the heart that communicates very well. I think he's becoming more and more known around the world as a speaker and someone who can communicate a love for the writings of C.S. Lewis, but more importantly, a love for Jesus Christ. And he gives some very practical tips and ways to communicate one's faith. This particular conference is one I think that is somewhat dear to Jerry's heart, and that he has been involved at the Wade Center and been involved with the C.S. Lewis Institute for many years. So it'll be, I know, a joy and a pleasure to have him as the primary speaker at this conference.
Now, I've seen the schedule already listed online, and we'll have a link in the show notes, but go ahead and give us some details about it. I understand he's giving six lectures. There'll be some tea times, some workshops. What's the details?
Yes, Jerry's going to give six talks around this theme of communicating the gospel C.S. Lewis style, and he's going to be looking at the character of the evangelist, the competencies, and the creativity of the evangelist. And so he'll be helping us as individuals think about what we can learn from C.S. Lewis in communicating the gospel, but then also develop some practical principles out of that that we can use in our own daily life for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We'll also be having in the afternoons what we call tea times. Those will be done by Wheaton College professors, all C.S. Lewis scholars. And each of these professors will give just a short 10-minute presentation, and then we're going to have an open hour and 15 minutes of open Q&A time. So we found that in the past, people just really enjoy this these afternoon sessions. They're somewhat informal in style, and yet the questions that come up are fascinating and enjoyable, and they can be questions about Lewis, about Bible, about theology, about philosophy, about literature, a whole wide range. And each of these Wheaton profs bring to the table a wonderful knowledge and as well just a joy for their discipline. So we will have Wayne Martindale be one of those, and he has written on Lewis on a number of occasions, been a professor at Wheaton College in the literature department for a number of years, a wonderful teacher and scholar. Has written on Lewis's view of heaven and hell. As well, we'll have Marge Mead, who's the director of the Wade Center currently, and she's written on Letters to Malcolm and Prayer, and a wonderful, gifted scholar as well. And then we'll have a third tea time with a combination of some Wheaton professors. Then in the mornings, we'll also be having our C.S. Lewis Institute staff offer some seminars on evangelism, on apologetics, and Lewis. And we're looking forward to that. Dr. Randy Newman will be one of those, as well as other members of our staff. We found, too, that this conference provides great opportunity for fellowship with basically like-minded people from all over the country. I think last time we had maybe 15 states represented. and people come in who have an interest not only in C.S. Lewis, but an interest in how to communicate their faith, and also a sincere desire to become a more wholehearted and effective disciple of Jesus Christ. And so it should be a wonderful conference. As well, we have the beautiful facilities, the Mirny Wade Center, which houses the largest collection of C.S. Lewis's original manuscripts and writings, as well as manuscripts from J.R.R. Tolkien and Dorothy Sayers and G.K. Chesterton and a number of other The Inklings writers. As well, they have the wardrobe that inspired the famous Chronicles of Narnia. They have Tolkien's writing desk, a wonderful little museum there as well. So it's a fabulous space, and they have a beautiful auditorium where we meet and gather.
And as you mentioned already, this is the second time that you're doing this for 2018. Let me remind people of the dates. It's June 17th through the 20th. And if you're catching this after the event has happened, it seems likely since this is the second one and the other one was 2 years ago, it's likely you might have one in 2 years, so keep on listening to learn more about it. Now, what are some of the ways that people can learn more about it or even sign up for this event?
Sure. Well, the best way would be go to the website of the C.S. Lewis Institute. That's simply www.cslewisinstitute.org. And on a website, there will be a page for the summer conference at Wheaton College, Communicating the Gospel C.S. Lewis Style.
Well, as noted clearly already, this is being held at the Wade Center, but it's your group that's sponsoring the event. And while you've already mentioned some details about the Wade Center, and I had the late Dr. Christopher Mitchell on the show before, go ahead and give a few more details about the Wade Center.
Sure. Well, back in, I believe it was in the 1950s, Clyde Kilby was a professor at Wheaton College, developed an interest in C.S. Lewis and developed a relationship with him. And when C.S. Lewis passed away, Clyde Kilby was in touch with Warney Lewis. And through that relationship, Wheaton College, of all places, a small Christian liberal arts college in the Midwest, began to receive original letters and manuscripts from C.S. Lewis through Warney Lewis. That collection began to grow, and first was housed just in the library at Wheaton College, and eventually grew to really a wonderful collection, and a separate beautiful facility was developed and named Mirny Wade Center after the person who helped fund this project. But it's become a really world-class center for the study of not only of C.S. Lewis, but the Inklings group. Scholars come from all over the world, and they're so gracious and hospitable. Marge Mead has done a wonderful job of directing that center in recent years, and the Downings, Downing will be coming to take over that directorship in June of this year, or early July. The center has been around for probably, I'm going to guess, the 40-some years plus now, and it's a beautiful facility. They're wonderful about bringing up original books of C.S. Lewis and writings, and you can actually request to work in their library, and they're very gracious about that. As well, as I mentioned earlier, they have a wonderful little museum on the Inklings, and they provide services both to lay people, you might say, as well as world-class scholars. So it's a wonderful venue. And as well, situated just right on the campus of Wheaton College. Part of the blessing of that is, as well, is that we, at the conference, get to access the dining hall at Wheaton College, which was actually ranked by the Princeton Review as the number one college dining hall in America. So wonderful food, fellowship, and a beautiful venue for this event.
It definitely is a very nice facility. I remember first going to it. About, I guess, 6 years ago, as I was getting deeper into my studies with Lewis and before I had done any publishing. It's very, very nice. I encourage people to visit it, especially if they don't get a chance to come to this event. There will be other things that they have there. But, of course, we're wanting to encourage people to go to this event, June 17th through the 20th, 2018. Well, now, as president of the C.S. Lewis Institute, go ahead and take a few moments to share what the group is all about for those who are not familiar with it.
No, thank you, Wayne. Well, the C.S. Lewis Institute was founded in 1976 by Dr. Jim Houston, who was in a Bible study with C.S. Lewis for about 6 years in Oxford, and by Jim Hiskey, a professional golfer on the PGA Tour, who started the Bible study on the PGA Tour. Both those two men saw there was a need for working professionals to develop more effective ways to live out and talk about their faith in the public square and in their private life. They realize that many people feel very competent in the professions, but very ill-equipped in their Christian life. They feel like they just have a Sunday school education. And so, as Dr. Jim Houston mentioned, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be as intelligent about our faith as we are about our profession and live it out in that way with a passion and joy. And so really that's been the aim from the very beginning. The Institute started with summer institutes and seminars with John Stott, J.I. Packer, started with a wonderful speakers in the very beginning. Over the years, did a number of seminars here in the D.C. area, and worked with local churches, and really for the first 30-some years was a D.C.-based ministry. However, in the late 90s, Dr. Tom Terrence took over as president, and he had been trying to figure out how do we help people grow in their walk with Christ and see true spiritual transformation take place, and realize that really it's through a process of, he looked at the Gospel of Matthew in particular, to look at some of the ways that happened, and so developed what we call the Fellows Program. It's a year-long program for working professionals that continue their work, continue their family life, church life, but it is a high-commitment, high-challenge program in which people have a couple hundred pages of reading a month, personal study, they meet for a lecture, they're given a mentor they meet with once a month, and they're also given a peer group of believers that they can discuss ideas with. And through the course of a year, they work through about 12 different discipleship themes, grow in their walk with Christ, as well as learn some conversational apologetics and evangelism skills, as well as just deepen their spiritual disciplines in life. And at the end of it, they put together an intentional disciple-making plan. And in that, we've seen great results as the people have gone through this program. Over 3,000 people now have gone back into their workplace, into the churches, and have really been passionate and loving and serving the Lord and sharing their faith with others. We have seen this program start in the Washington, D.C. area, and now we're in 14 cities. We're in two cities in Great Britain, in Belfast and London. We just opened up our first Canadian city in Toronto, and then the rest of the cities are in the U.S. We also do have quarterly and monthly publications. And in fact, we encourage everyone to go to our website to get a free digital subscription to those publications. One is a quarterly teaching journal called Knowing and Doing, with articles in discipleship, apologetics, and evangelism, and C.S. Lewis. And we also have something called Broadcast Talks. It's a quarterly publication. It's a transcript of some of the best talks given at C.S. Lewis Institute events. And then we do have a monthly publication called Reflections, where we have a C.S. Lewis quote with a little commentary. So I encourage everyone to go to the C.S. Lewis Institute website, and you can request to get on the free subscription list. I think you'll enjoy the articles and things that come out of our publications.
Excellent. Great details. I do hope people avail themselves of the various different resources and learn more about your group. Well, now, let's go ahead and wrap up and have you provide any closing thoughts to help individuals thinking about coming to the C.S. Lewis Institute Summer Conference that might help them make a final decision to definitely go.
Oh, thank you, William. Well, I think many of you have a great admiration, love for the writings of C.S. Lewis and for the person himself and the way that he lived out his life. He wasn't perfect in any means, but once he surrendered his life to Jesus Christ, he sought to wholeheartedly live it out, and we see that in his personal life, in his professional life, and in the way in which he even got on the radio during World War II and began to share his faith through the broadcast talks that became a mere Christianity. And then the ways that he tried to smuggle the gospel in through his fiction works, the Chronicles of Narnia or the Space Trilogy. And so I encourage you, if you have a desire to be more effective in sharing your faith and you'd like to learn from the life and faith of C.S. Lewis, come to our conference. Dr. Jerry Root, I know, will do a fabulous job of guiding us in how to more effectively communicate the gospel C.S. Lewis style. We'd love to have you all, and we'd love to have people from all over the country, in fact, all over the world. So we welcome everyone, and please go to our website to register and to get more information.
And again, I encourage people to do that as well. Thanks, Joel, for being on All About Jack to give us the details about your 2018 event.
Thank you so much, Wayne. We really appreciate your show and your podcast and the way that you continue to help people grow in their understanding of Jack Lewis and our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much.
And thank you, my listener, for your interest in All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty, and All About Jack is also part of the Theology Mix podcast network. Be sure to check the show notes for any links mentioned during the program. The show notes can be found either at EssentialCSLewis.com or allaboutjack.podbean.com. The Podbean location is where the podcast is most easily found and navigated. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. The other location, EssentialCSLewis.com, highlights the most recent show on the main page and also has space dedicated to listing past shows and the notes for them. Additionally, you can find a variety of other material on Lewis at EssentialCSLewis.com, including a popular series that explores quotations attributed to him that may not be from him. When you visit my site, be sure to listen to other interviews and special podcasts on a variety of topics, mostly directly related to Lewis. And in case you didn't know, during the week, I occasionally post previously released podcasts on my iTunes feed that you can also find at the Podbean address. If you don't know how to get to the show on iTunes, then be sure to check the show notes for a direct link to that. Again, those notes can be found either at EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. If you do visit me on iTunes, please consider rating my podcast as it can help others find it there. Finally, in case you haven't heard, I have a book called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, A Companion and Study Guide to the Screwtape Letters. It is available online at Amazon. Paperback is $14.99. Buying the book is a great way to help support my podcast. You can learn more about my book by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. There you can get an immediate download of a free 20-page PDF sample of the book. Again, that's ScrewtapeCompanion.com. Thanks again for listening to All About Jack.